Dreams of Hope is here, and they were here with us not too long ago. This is an organization whose core values are all youth deserving respect, all people are creative by their nature, creative expression connects people, and open dialogue is the foundation for empathy and peace. And we could not agree more. And I'm going to ask our participants to introduce themselves to you, even though we just went through the awkward thing of learning everybody's names ourselves before we decided to turn on the microphones and involve you too. But we'll still have them introduce yourself to you, starting with Shania. Hello. I'm good. It's nice to have you back. And tell us all about you.
Well, my name is Shania. I'm 19, and I am a sophomore at Point Park University, majoring in clinical psychology.
What made you choose clinical psychology?
I like working with all types of people. I like discovering why people do what they do. I like figuring out like the cause more than the effect, sort of thing.
That's a really good reason. Do you like it so far?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
Because it's hard to pick a major because often you have no idea what it's going to be until you get involved in it. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Lincoln, Larmer, but now I live in Penn Hills.
Okay, well, that's great. Did you go to Lincoln Elementary?
I didn't. I actually went to Dilworth Traditional Academy.
Okay, we've worked in both of those schools in Dilworth, too.
Okay.
Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I want to say hi to Renee, and I want to say hi to all my friends and family.
And in a moment, you're going to be sharing a poem with us. Let's turn to the person on your immediate left. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm 19 and an inspiring photographer.
Say that again?
Aspiring photographer.
Photographer. You know, I've been up for a long time, and I've been listening a lot. For a minute, I thought you said, I'm an aspiring job referrer. And I'm thinking, what is a job referrer? What am I making up here? But that'd be neat. Like, my job is to refer you to other jobs, and that'd be a nice job to have, because you'd never have to work. You would just refer other people to the jobs. When did you start, when did you know you would like to pursue photography?
It was actually a few years ago. I was in high school, and like my friends in like higher grades were telling me to take photography because it was a fun class, the teacher was good, I'd like her, you know. So I took it, and then I really started to develop a passion for it, and I just loved photography and, you know, actually setting the camera and capturing my own image, you know. Like, I always shoot in manual. I don't shoot in automatic. Because, like, I like taking that specific picture, you know, that's an actual piece of artwork.
I have a lot of admiration for people like you because I am not good at that. And even around here, you know, we have lots of cameras that I'm told anybody can use, but I still can't use them. Do you think there's a secret to, I think some people just have a gift for this and others don't.
Well, it does kind of take a good eye to see like what works together. It's almost like a painter in a way. You know, you don't actually paint the image, but you see what makes a good image, and then you also have to check to make sure that all the light levels are good, you know, your shutter, your aperture, zoom, focus, all that stuff's really good. Because anyone can take a picture, but it takes an artist to take a photograph, you know?
I like that. That's a good...
A good artful photograph, there are so many elements combined into it that most people just don't do whenever they take candid pictures.
Now, you mentioned high school. Did you go to high school around here? Or
I went to City Charter High School in downtown. They used to be in the Clark Building, but now they're like moving to a different building.
Oh, I didn't know that. Great school. I know Rick Wertheimer and some of the other people down there pretty well.
Yes, Dr. Wertheimer.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'll say hi to Mr. Luft, Mrs. Cunningham, and Mr. Cohen.
Excellent. And then we're going to go to your left, and I'm just going to tilt that over a little bit. Hello. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Luke Niebler. I am the coordinator for Speak Through Dreams of Hope, which is a poetry workshop performance series for queer and allied youth.
And what a great thing you've done. How long was the workshop series?
It's actually just started, so it's going to be continuing. We started in October, and it's continuing through, I think, June of next year. And we're meeting on the third Saturday of every month, and just writing poems, talking about poetry, working and listening, and supporting each other in writing poetry. It's great.
That's fantastic. Where are you from originally, Pittsburgh?
Or? I'm originally from Milwaukee. I just moved to Pittsburgh about a year and a half ago.
And how's the city been for you so far? You can be honest.
It's great. I love Pittsburgh. I like it a lot.
Good. That's a heck of a question to ask somebody live on the radio. It's awful here. I don't like it. No, I'm glad you do. Why did you pick Pittsburgh?
Well, I went to Carnegie Mellon to get my master's degree, but I also, I don't know, I've been really fascinated by Pittsburgh for a long time.
Good.
I really like it. I grew up in Milwaukee, and it's similar size, similar sort of outlook and values.
Yeah. That's great. What did you study at Carnegie Mellon?
English.
Excellent. Great department there. And we have Vanessa here, too. And Vanessa, could you introduce yourself and explain your role in this?
Sure. My name is Vanessa German, and I am a multidisciplinary artist based in Pittsburgh. I'm both a performance artist and a visual artist, and I'm one of the guest artists that helps the performers in Dreams of Hope create the spoken word piece that they'll do while they're on tour, because the group comes together and they create performance pieces that they will then tour around, really around the country for the next 6 months. And I'm the artist that helps them with the poetry and performance and really working that together to be an exciting ensemble piece that they take on the road.
So how many people are involved all together? How many artists are you mentoring as part of this?
Well, this is my third season with Dreams of Hope, and this is actually the largest season. So this year, I believe we're working with 20 young artists, and the youngest is, I believe, 13. She's 13 or 14, and it goes up to 20.
That's really cool. So just to sort of put this into perspective, you'll have a cast or an ensemble of about 20 folks, any subset, I imagine, of which will be able to go and perform in different venues depending on who's available to present original works. I have that about right?
Every year we create our original show in October through November. Then in November, we start rehearsing it, go through January. At the end of January, that's when we perform it. It's the last Sunday in January at the August Wilson Center. And that's when we have the entire cast who's in it. And, like, anyone can join. You know, you just have to be between 13 and 21 years. This year, I think we actually have 17, not 20. But then, like, then we go down to different venues, and depending on, like, time restrictions, if anyone's in school, or, like, just venue restrictions, we'll, like, have smaller groups to perform different pieces of the show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It lets you be kind of nimble and deliver, because it's pretty hard for anybody, regardless of age, to commit to something, you know, of such incredible routine and discipline as a show would require. Now, if you're just tuning in, Dreams of Hope representatives are here with us today. You're going to hear, I believe, a couple individually authored poems, and then you're going to hear a group piece. Now, if you're like me, you occasionally go up and down the TV dial, and maybe you see a poetry slam, you stop, watch, and go, wow, I wish I could have been in that audience. Or you see youth in a movie doing something really incredible, and you say, wow, does that ever happen for real? Well, this is real. You've got four people here in the studio that are doing the kinds of things you sometimes read about or even see portrayed in a fictional way. But there are plenty of people who believe in the power of spoken word, of clear, original thinking, and in sharing their own feelings with you, and you have an opportunity to partake in it right now. So I'm glad you're here to do so. Do we know who's going to go first? Is Shanae going to go first? It's really fun.
I can go first. That's
okay,
fine.
So go ahead, and I'll let you, if you need any introduction to what you do, feel free.
Oh, no. Well, my poem was originally titled Fall in Love with Your Body, and it's basically about accepting your body for what it looks like and loving the skin that you're in, so to speak. And this is just an excerpt from the poem. They say beauty is youthfulness and perfection, but does beauty not know that everyone grows old? And that beauty does not go away with age. It evolves. And did beauty forget that no one is perfect? So is no one beautiful? I'm not a Barbie doll. I used to play with them. I'm a girl with dimples in all four of my cheeks. The girl with curly hair, because no fiber in my being is really straight. My markings around my waist wrap around and hug me, making permanent indentations of where I like to be held, until someone I love can fulfill that duty. I'm not saying artificial beauty isn't pretty, but fakeness can only last but so long before reality sets in. I want something real most of the time, and I'm no stranger to commitment. So I've decided to propose to my genetic legacy, marry everything that is projected in me, and fall in love with my body.
Nice. That was really well done. And now we turn to Luke. And tell us what you're going to do.
I'm doing a short poem I wrote called It's So Dark in Here. Basically, it takes a twist on normal perceptions of the representation of light and dark, and also, like, with my own views on, you know, society. It's sort of not all too critical, but a little bit. It's so dark in here, oh so restful, oh so dark. It's so dark in here. It's dark in the land of my soul. I see not with my eyes, but using my mind. In the realm where it's dark as coal, here where the moon is wise and the night is kind. It's so dark in here, oh so tranquil, oh so dark. It's so dark in here. In the land of day, the sun shears, using light to disguise its relentless bind on people who give in to fears and see using their eyes, but whose minds are blind. It's so dark in here, oh so peaceful, oh so dark. So please, do not fear.
Beautiful. Such very different approaches. And of course, you're different people and really lyrical. And your photographer is showing in your imagery, I think, too. Now, Vanessa, you also, my choice of term would be coaching or mentoring. I don't know if that's the same wording you would choose, but you also work to help the people you're working with develop a spoken performance as a group.
Yes, and I think mentoring is part of what, honestly, any adult does when they work with youth, because they mirror and we model. So I think that that's definitely true. So one of the big things that I do is, as a creative person, is helping them to write their own truth and to understand how to clearly be inside of that truth in their voice and in the way that they tell the story through the poem. So we do a lot. I do a lot of creative work with them, a lot of writing prompts where I give them a writing starter. I'll say everybody's going to start with "and the truth is," and then they can write whatever they want from "and the truth is." And so I work with them to free up the story that's already inside of them them. And then because this year there's 17 different voices, it's really about being kind of a quilter of that ensemble and taking some of Ben's work and some of Shania's work and some of everybody's piece and bringing it into one cohesive spoken word performance that they can all be excited about, that the audience can be excited about and learn something about. So I'm that person.
I just heard, did I call Ben Luke? Did I do that? Yes. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm very sorry. It's I wrote my notes down, and you were very kind not to correct me. But that was we'll fix it up in post, as they say. But I'm sorry, Ben. That's got to be so much to try to keep everybody's individual voice, yet make sure there's a sense of balance and cohesiveness for an audience too. So that you can get things across has got to be it's really an honor, I would think, for you to do this.
It is. It's an honor to work with such a great group of kids who are really courageous, too. I mean, we just have to, honor the fact that they come together, a lot of them not being performers, come together really willing to talk about who they are, where they are, and not just talk about it in small group, but sometimes perform in front of hundreds of people, some young people who really need to hear their voices. They're very inspiring, and it is an honor. And sometimes I get nervous about there are some youth in the group who are writers and some who are not. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that I help them understand that their thoughts and their ideas and the way that they are all by themselves is its own poetry. And so if they come to the stage with that, then they'll blow people's minds.
Yeah, that's a very, your values are really similar to ours in that regard. Everybody has a story, not just performers, and something of value to offer. And do we need to set up the piece that Ben and Shania are about to do? Do we need? I was just saying Ben, the show that I can learn. I forget. Is it just the two of you? Is Luke also involved? Okay, just the two of you. Yeah. So this is a dual piece. How many people were involved in the writing of what you're?
Actually, this is a piece that Vanessa helped us do last year for Dreams of Hope.
Ah, okay.
Last year, we had the theme of bullying and, in schools and in life. And the thing with this poem that Vanessa had us do and what we came as a group together on was to take the bully's perspective on this situation instead of the victim's. So it's definitely a very personal and powerful experience for the listeners because you can, really identify with it. Even though it's the bully's perspective, we don't always like to imagine ourselves as the bully, but sometimes we are.
Interesting. Well, I can't wait to hear this. So again, it's Shania and Ben from Dreams of Hope.
I've done it.
Me too.
Me too.
I laughed. Giggled,
cracked a joke at someone else's expense. I spread the rumor.
Made fun, let it go on and on.
And didn't try to stop it when I watched it happening to someone else. I turned my back. Why? Because I was with my friends.
It made me feel good at the time.
I thought it was funny.
I wanted to fit in.
It made me feel bigger, stronger, faster, badder, better. You better believe it. I've been a bully too.
One.
We did it for laughs.
To pass the time.
Said, it's no crime.
It's just the way things go. Let them know you don't like
their hair,
their clothes,
their shoes,
the way they walk, dance, or move, or
who they choose to be with. See if you are
mean enough and loud enough. People will just forget everything and run. In fear. And whoever can make the most people afraid wins.
And it isn't my fault that you are
an easy target. More bullseye than human being. So ready, aim, fire, shoot, and the bang is a laugh. And I am
the shell of the bullet in your heart. With words sharp as shards.
like a dagger to the gut.
I shoot.
I stab.
I cut.
I laugh and just keep on
laughing, stabbing, jabbing, and pointing at you. Because it's fun.
Can't you take it, Joe?
Why are you crying?
Stand up.
Shut up.
You are so fake.
Forget everything and run.
It's just a rumor.
Rumors can be true.
Rumors can be lies.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Stop crying. And remember,
you're not a person.
You're a bullseye. And your shoes are two sizes too small for my big feet.
So I'm going to keep walking all over you.
You dirty little freak.
Or maybe it's more complicated than that.
Maybe it's home. The fist.
The punch.
The fury.
The kick.
And the wooden spoon.
Maybe it's the chip off the old block syndrome.
My world was destroyed, so I've become
a destroyer.
Why? Because I can.
Because rage is my religion.
My language.
My way.
And my reason for existing.
Why? Because
what I see in you
is what I despise.
Is what I so deeply try to hide
in myself.
Why? Because
I'm scared.
So I scare.
I'm ashamed.
So I shame.
I'm pain.
So I pain.
Expertly executing the you from me, so no one will see the mirror of us and we. Now,
I can't stop looking at my hand.
These hands
are blood red.
With your blood.
I shoved
my shoes on your feet
and never bothered to try on yours.
Why?
Because I aimed myself at you.
Ready, shame, fire, shoot. You were my escape. Because I know I couldn't take each day the way you did.
Terrorized. Victimized.
Brutalized. Now I cry because I took it out on you.
And you took it out with the rope to the neck.
The gun to the head.
The razor to the wrist.
The pills to the mouth.
The jump off the bridge.
And now?
I don't sleep well at night.
My mind runs rampant.
Why?
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 If I could bring you back to life, I'd just
stop. I'd walk away.
I'd try walking the hallway in the mile of your shoes. If I could bring you back to life, I'd just say, I'm sorry. I'd
mind my own business.
Let you be. I could have taken a moment to see that. Instead of hating our differences, I could have actually admired them. If I had taken the time to get to know you, maybe we could have been. I didn't think it would end this way.
No happy endings except to say,
I've done it.
Me too.
Me too. Me too.
But next time,
I'll stop to think.
What happens if I
bully someone to the brink?
Bravo. That was tremendous. And you need to know that was done without script and performed and beautifully done. Congratulations. To all of you. That was really breathtaking. Does anybody want to add anything that they didn't get a chance to say? Yes, Vanessa.
So we want all the youth in who can hear this to know that there is a place for them to share their voices and to share their stories. Dreams of Hope has an online forum for youth called Web Poets. And if you go to the Dreams of Hope website, you can find it big, beautiful right there. And you can go and read some of the poems that youth in the group have written. And you can share your own work and you can respond to other people's work. It's this beautiful network called Web Poets. And if you want to come out and share your voice in front of other people, there's Speak, which Luke mentioned earlier, which the next speak will be November 19th at Dance Alloy Theater Space, which is an amazing space in East Liberty from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. There's going to be time for people to write, and then there's going to be an open mic. So it's like you said, that experience on television, like, wow, is that real? Can I do it? It's real. And it's November 19th at Dance Alloy Theater Space, which is 5530 Penn Avenue. And in January, on January 22nd, you can see the show that the kids create this year. January 22nd at the August Wilson Center, Dreams of Hope will be premiering their 2012 show.
Well, and as I mentioned to Susan before and to Adam and to you, Vanessa, it's our pleasure to support the work that is happening at Dreams of Hope and to carry it forward for youth and adults, people of all ages to hear. Anything else the three of you might want to mention?
Hard to follow what you just did.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
With us today. And thanks too to Joe Kennedy, who is the guy on your board who introduced me to your organization to begin with. Thanks.